Your taxes hold the key.
Employers, your employer's annual return S02 for 2017 is due on April 3, 2018, as the usual due date of March 31 falls on a weekend. Your S02 must be filed on TAJ's Revenue Administration Information System, RAISE, by logging on to our website at jamaicatax.gov.jm. Also, property owners, the deadline for your property tax payment for fiscal year 2018-19 is April 1, 2018. Remember, you don't have to pay it all at once. You can choose to pay either in full, half yearly, or quarterly installments. For further information, call our customer care center at 1-888-TAX-HELP or visit our website at jamaicatax.gov.jm. This has been your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
Welcome to Get the Facts. This week we talk about unmanned aerial vehicles, UAVs, also known as drones. We'll be talking about licensing and safety. Stay tuned. In studio with me today is Aviation Safety Inspector of Flight Operations at the Jamaica Civil Aviation Authority, Captain Peter West. Mr. West, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, too.
Could you tell me a little bit about the need for drone licensing? Why now? Why is there a need for drone licensing?
Well, first of all, we are now in the drafting stage of the licensing requirements for drones. Each state, as they develop the drone industry, will have to be licensed. The reason for this is that you have to have the individuals registering the drones as well as to have them licensed to fly competently. Now, for us at Civil Aviation, our industry is evolving and it is getting to a stage now where the industry is increasing. Hence, the need to register drones and to have licensing. Now, the regulations will require that the individuals will have to undergo formal training. Now, just like a pilot's license, you also need a drone license.
Is it that there will be different requirements for different kinds of drones?
Initially, what would possibly happen is we'd have to categorize the type of drones that would be in need of registration. Presently, based on the industry practice, it is sometimes done by size, it's done by the complexity of the equipment on the drones. For us personally, I believe in starting, it would possibly be entailing all the individuals who would like to fly drones commercially. So all the different types and sizes of drones will be registered and assigned a mark.
You mentioned also that persons would need to do training. Where would they have to go for training? And how long would it last?
Well, typically, when I did my drone training, it lasted about a week and a half. And it entailed a classroom part, also as well as a flying part, where you had to go into a field. They would have certain obstacles where you had to maneuver the drone. And at the end, you'll be administered a test, both a written and a practical test. But in terms of the training, though, the authority would have to approve a training organization here, either more likely locally. We'll have to vet the syllabus, the training program, and then once it's approved, then this institution, just like a flying school, would be approved that individuals would now be able to go to this particular school, undergo the training, and then be certified as a drone pilot.
Where can people go to get more information?
Presently on our JCA website at www.jca.gov. Now, the thing about it is we are trying to made a website where drone information is concerned more user-friendly. We've gotten some complaints, some calls in terms of the difficulty in finding it. The last thing that we have done recently is to actually have an email registration form where if you're going to apply for a commercial permit, you can actually utilize that particular form, send it to us, and then we'll get it and we'll process it. Separate and apart from that, now there are some numbers where if you need additional information, then you can call the Civil Aviation. More likely, it will end up at my desk or my other counterpart, which is Inspector Jerome Davis. So both of us would automatically handle the requests as they come in and provide information, whether by email or otherwise.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Captain West, for coming and speaking with me today. And thank you for tuning in to this week's edition of Get the Facts. I am Twyla Whelan. Join us again next week for more.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.